Any other concerns this morning?
It's a joy to see Dad sitting back in your corner this morning.
Yes.
The fire in England last night, the guy lived through it, nothing but the house was covered.
It's awful dry.
Yeah.
Any others?
I have an announcement. In your bulletin, there's a note on here that we're having a call charge conference. It'll be Monday, June 29th at 7 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting, so we'll be conducting it here in the fellowship hall for all who want to attend. It's in regards to the transfer in of our new pastor, Keith Ritchie, and we are supposed to approve his salary. So it's not just going to be us. It's going to be everybody who's receiving a new pastor. So I'll give you the sheet that indicates what his salary is so everybody can see what it is. And when it comes time to vote, you know what you're voting. And we're supposed to announce it, so you'll hear this next Sunday as well. So if you can come out and be with us, that would be great.
Any others? If not, we will begin this morning service with a prayer.
Thank you. would, open your hymnals to page 890 and join me in a prayer of confession, please. Join with me now. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Are there any other joys or prayer concerns that we would like to lift today before we have a time of prayer? It's a joy to be in the house on a beautiful day, as Tony said. It's a joy to see the rain this week. Prayers that we'll be blessed with some more. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these things that we've mentioned, Lord. We see you in this place. We feel you in your presence in this place. We've lifted up those that with joys of birthdays. We've lifted up those with coming home of young babies that have started off so early in the world. Lord, we've lifted up those that are dealing with grief and loss and suffering, and we just know that you're in each situation. We just ask for your continual guidance and your touch and your love and your care upon us. Lord, we just thank you for each and every blessing. We thank you for each and every day. And Lord, we just ask you to keep us ever mindful of your will and your ways. Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, what his departure from the cross means for each of us. Lord, we just ask that you be with us throughout this day, throughout the coming days. Guide and direct us. And Lord, most of all, forgive us of our sins. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn will be number 480, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Thank you.
this to number 30.
I freely give. And then the scripture that Pastor Steve asked today is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. 28 written in red, Jesus speaking, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. You may be seated. In case you couldn't tell, we're doing things a little bit different today. Glad to have Pastor Steve and Becky and Rachel and Carolyn involved with us today. Pastor Steve asked, rather than preaching a sermon, that we just have a time of sharing your remembrance today with his time that he spent here with us in short time here. We'll get to that in a minute. I'll give everybody a chance to speak. Pastor Steve, like, say a few things, but I thought I would start it out today. You came to us, you were sent to us in early 2020 on the heels of what would be a bit of a crisis that we had here at the church. Pastor that just kind of left us a little stranded. Charles said, "Steve," Charles being the previous district superintendent, says, "Steve, I need a little fill-in. Just somebody till I get them with preachers." And you answered that call. You came with all your years of experience, great leadership. You quickly calmed us and let us know that everything is going to be okay. You're going to lead us forward, until a permanent convening found. About the time we were getting to know everybody's name and everything, and everything popped over. Supposed to be here. And again, you used your leadership and all your years of experience. You guided us through that. And you helped us with some Zoom and quickly learned that we're not really a Zoom type people. So you helped us get back together as a group. Just told us to use your common sense. We're going to do it safely. And we can be back together and worship in the house of the Lord. No problem at all. And all that seemed like just yesterday, 6.5 years ago now. And then 6.5 years, you led us and directed us with that same experience and sharing your life experience and sharing God's word, bringing God's message to us each and every week. You've helped us welcome new faces in the church. You've helped us say goodbye to a lot of old friends and family in the church. For that, we are forever grateful. There are no coincidences, and we know that you were here and placed here for a reason. Retirements are supposed to be about sending offs and joyous occasions. This one's a lot more difficult. I understand that. You shared with us your interest in the volunteering that you're going to be doing, the things that you're going to be taking part in. And I know that brings you great joy. My personal prayer and hope is that you find some time in the boat on the farm. Miss Becky wants to be there. Carolee wants to be there. Just throwing a fishing line. A fishing line.
that I knew you were the man of God, because you sang a song here. And like Teresa said, you fit right into the misfits. And I am so thankful that I will always cherish it. And as everybody else has said, we hope to see you again. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you, for letting me be here.
Hold on. There's one stand up behind you. You're next. One stood up behind you. Fit.
different.
And God. And God. And God.
And I think we decided to, you know, everybody masked up, but to sit separately and to try to do things a little bit differently and carefully. And I think we did okay. And I think it might have been the second Sunday we were doing that. This fellow kind of walks in and says, "Well, I'm glad somebody saved.